Welcome to the Hardcore Lads Podcast. Today we're going to do Tech Talk for February 10th, 2007. No, Tech Talk replaces Tech News, which was a weekly tech news show, as you all may know. Tech Talk will be basically doing the same thing, plus more technology things. And plus check out my new tutorial podcast, which should start in by Monday. I hope anyway. No, I'm just kidding. Vizio has launched a new 32-inch flat screen TV. That's LCD, HD TV, and it's only $700. They're good and expensive. Produces a relatively deep shade of black, accurate color. Ample connectivity, including two HDMI inputs and a PC input. The bad. Poor off-angle viewing characteristics, lacks some shadow detail, funky white, black, silver styling. I suggest to get this, although I never really heard of Vizio. But at the pictures I'm looking at, it looks great. T-Mobile is launching a limited edition Sidekick 3 from NBA star, I don't know how to pronounce this, Dwayne Wade. The D-Wade edition will be available February 21st for $3.99 for a one-year contract or $2.99 for a two-year contract. It features white and gold motif chosen by the 25-year-old guard for the Miami Heat. The number 3, which he wears on his jersey, is highlighted in gold on the phone's keypad. No, it's not real gold, it's just color gold. The handset has a, handset meaning phone, has a full QWERTY keyboard for instant messaging, email, web browsing, and text messaging. It uses Edge technology and includes a 1.3 megapixel camera, MP3 player, and Bluetooth. Philips unit to launch rollable screen handheld. They call it the Palsmer Vision's readiest device. Weird name. And note this is a division of Philips, which has a rollout grayscale screen. It is being touted as a combination of 3GPDA and ebook reader. Telecom Italia Mobile will be the first operator scheduled to release it, with a commercial launch set for the end of the year. The device makers say that the touchscreen, which extends as far as 5 inches off the body of the device, offers a readable similar to printed paper, with high contrast and high reflectivity. Future editions could include color and the ability to show moving images, the company says. TIM's customers will be able to download newspapers and ebooks for the device through their mobile SIM card. The readiest will offer Wi-Fi connectivity and mini USB port optimized for a combination of Edge/UMTS broadcasting mobile functionalities, the company says. The device will also work as a music player. Also, March 1st is the beginning of the end for analog TV. Slowly but surely, February 17, 2009 is the cutoff date for off-the-air analog TV. An increasing amount of attention as we get closer to the date, just 2 years away. But equally important, that day, February 28, 2007, that's the last day manufacturers can ship or import a product that only has a analog TV tuner. As of March 1st, all new TV and video products imported to the U.S. are shipped to retailers, including analog NTSC tuner, and must have a digital ATSC tuner as well. Well, I remember those good old days when I used to have analog TV. It's been Larry 39's Tech Talk. Have a good day.
And before I forget, email me at Larry39@Podomatic.com for feedback on this podcast. If you think I should get off the air and start a different kind of podcast, email me and tell me. I won't take it offensively. And if any of you would like to be, how do I say this, my special guest on the show, email mailware39@podomatic.com and we'll set something up. Well, this has been Mailware39's podcast. Have a good day.